Welcome to the introduction of the Family Worship Primer. This will be a weekly podcast that I'll publish each week to give some counsel, some advice, some ideas concerning the use of children's catechisms in the household. Now, I'll say this on the front end. You might be listening to this and think, well, this isn't for me. I'm not a child. I don't have children. But this is as much for you as it is for the children. This is indeed a primer to help families, help households know how they can help instruct their children so that they might grow in the knowledge and in the fear of the Lord. But if you're a single adult and you're young and you're not married, you don't have children, listen, these primers will be as much help to you as they will to an adult who's getting ready to teach their children. If you're a senior adult and you've raised your children, you have grandkids, this is still of benefit to you. I believe this to be the case. So how do we become more biblically literate? There's four ways I think that we can do that. We become more biblically literate by reading the Bible. We become more biblically aware by meditating upon the things that the Bible teaches us. We become more literate on the things of God from His Word by listening to the reading of the Word of God, listening to the preaching of the Word of God, the exhortation of it, by sitting down and studying the Word of God. That can be accomplished in a Sunday school class, in a small group Bible study. And so here would be my encouragement that at every level, the household would find ways to increase biblical literacy among your children. Take advantage of every opportunity that would sit in front of you. So here where the emphasis is going to be from the parent to the child, I'll just trust that the adult who's listening to this, who doesn't have children, or you're single or married, single or senior adult or young adult alike, that you know how to hear and how to listen to the benefits that this would be even to your own soul. My recommendation, first of all, is that you find a common place where you're going to gather on the daily basis. And this will be the known as the regular meeting place in the household. Whether it's a kitchen table, whether it's a living room, whatever the case is, whatever is most fitting for this kind of activity in your household, then make that the place and make it the normal place. Now, don't hold such strictness that it can't be done in a different place than that place that you established. But this would be the meeting place. This is the place where all of the family knows that once a day we're going to gather together. We're going to sit down for a few moments and we're going to think about God together. I would encourage each child to have their own Bible. Now, this will have to be somewhat considered inside of the age of each child. Obviously, there's going to be a one-year-old's going to have you're going to have a torn-up Bible by the time you're done with this. So, age-appropriately speaking, every person for the family worship needs their own Bible. And whether it's an electronic Bible or a bound copy of the Bible, I leave that up to the household. I have my preferences. But understand when you're hearing this, that's all that is a preference. I think an electronic Bible on a device that is used for 100 other things is a completely legitimate way to read the Bible. You might give consideration to this. Here's where I would make the preference to a bound copy of the Bible is to reemphasize and put special emphasis upon this is a uniquely different book. We don't play games in it. We don't play games with it. This is the Word of God. So that's just a consideration, certainly nothing more than a preference from my vantage point on the issue. Listen, be sure to involve your children as much as possible, especially if you have children who have the ability to read, and maybe even more so, that child who's in the early stages of reading. Give them the opportunity, help them, encourage them. That'll help them become more confident and more comfortable with reading. But be sure to do that. Involve the children who are readers and learning to read. Have nearby, either at the table with you or in the vicinity. I keep a copy of the English Dictionary nearby many times when I'm reading the Bible. And I would certainly do that here with a family worship time. that keep that Bible, or that keep your Bible for sure, but keep a dictionary nearby, an English dictionary. Listen, as the children grow older and as you grow older, as you grow more mature in the Lord, you'll want lexicons that teach us the Greek or the Hebrew. But there is nothing wrong with utilizing an English dictionary when you read the Bible. It's because you're reading it in the English language. So teach that. If you can teach the children the skill of utilizing a dictionary, how to find words, how to look them up, the meanings, the various meanings. But to increase their knowledge will happen while they're learning about God. I would say get yourself a copy of a good hymn book. And if you don't have one, you just find me sometime. Call me, email me, see me at church, and I'll make sure you get a copy of a hymn book that you can take home. And have one for every member of the family and utilize the hymn books. You don't have to be a singing people to utilize a hymn book. You might want to just make attempts to sing some of the songs that I'll recommend in the weekly primers, but at least read the hymns, as they will give support for the doctrines that you're teaching and learning. So whether you're reading or singing is really not the important. The emphasis here is that you're reiterating and reemphasizing that. So go for repetition in this, but don't go for rote repetition. You want retention to be the goal out of this. You want them to retention to take place. You want them to retain the good news, the words that they're hearing, the thoughts that they're asking, the questions, the answers. Consider this. I say this with level of caution. Consider how you might utilize rewards. Don't make a big deal of this. I think it will backfire. It will not end with the same result of what you might be aiming for. But consider using rewards to encourage the children's activity, their participation, their engagement in it. But just do so with caution. And create a level of anticipation. Make this an event that the children long to be a part of. Make it when it doesn't happen, and sometimes it won't. Be prepared for that. But when it doesn't happen, the children are disappointed that they didn't have their time tonight or this morning for the family worship time. So here's some other things I would give just in general observations of this. Aim for brevity in your family worship. Don't make this an hour and a half, 2 hours long. It will become too much, and it won't take long that the children will no longer anticipate wanting to do this. They'll begin to really dislike it. So aim for brevity as much as you can. Remove as many distractions as possible. And don't allow the children to have noisy toys at the table. Turn the television off. Remove visual and audio distractions that might be around. Aim for increase in awareness and knowledge of God. That's what you're really aiming at. Aim for a hunger to know God. Aim for consistency, but don't let the fact that you miss a day or that you miss a couple of days decide for you, well, we made a good try of it and we'll try this again next year. No, just go right back to it. Get back to the reading of the Word. Get back to the study from the questions, the answers. But don't let rigidity and the failure to be daily, every day, so strict that it throws everything off for you. And then I would say when you get these catechisms, work on one question a week. Don't go aiming for a new question every day. You want repetitive, you want retention to happen, you want increasing awareness. And then, so you have a formal time where you're at the table or the living room, or wherever that location is, but also have the informal time where you just talk about this informally. You just randomly bring this up. So bring the question up more than just in the time, especially as the week progresses. Give opportunities for the children to recite and to think about the question. So listen, I'm praying for you as you prepare for your family worship, and know that I'll have a weekly episode here available to help you with each question that comes along the way. But may the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless your household. May the Lord bless the advancement of the gospel in our day.